Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Afterlife, a novel by Rian Ellis, performed by Shannon McManus. For Diane Vruels and Stuart Friebert, and my parents, Sally and Robert Ellis, with love.
Rian Ellis's debut novel, Afterlife, is one of the books that always comes to mind when I tell my students at the University of Washington's Information School that no two people ever read the same novel, and moreover, that no one ever reads the same novel twice. What I mean by this is, of course, that a novel, as a work of art, is not something that should be simply and passively received or absorbed by a reader. Is this perhaps an essential part of what it means to be a work of art? I think so. When we read a novel, we all bring ourselves, our thoughts, our feelings, and our experiences to the pages of the book. And those thoughts, feelings, and experiences are, of course, different from one reader to the next. In a very real sense, then, we collaborate with the novelist in writing the book we're reading. Novelist Paul Auster expressed the essence of what I have in mind here with admirable conciseness in his book, The Art of Hunger, Essays, Prefaces, Interviews, when he wrote, "The one thing I try to do in all my books is to leave enough room in the prose for the reader to inhabit it, because I finally believe it's the reader who writes the book and not the writer." Afterlife is a strange and wonderful novel that I found myself inhabiting. The roominess in its prose is reflected in how difficult it is to categorize. When I first read it in 2000, shortly after it was first published, I remember wondering if there was any other contemporary novel that could be read in such a myriad of ways. I couldn't come up with one. Is Afterlife psychological suspense like the novels of Barbara Vine or Shirley Jackson? Is it a tale about the often fraught relationship between mothers and daughters, like Carol Shields' Unless or Gail Godwin's A Mother and Two Daughters? Or is it a coming-of-age novel, such as The Little Friend by Donna Tartt or Ellen Foster by Kay Gibbons? Or might it be a Why Done It sort of mystery, in the manner of Elizabeth George's What Came Before He Shot Her, or Ruth Rendell's A Judgment in Stone? It's certainly not a whodunit, since we know from Ellis's wonderful opening line, "First I had to get his b—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?